We know now that smoke pollution was a hot topic even 100 years ago because of the work of scholars. One of the first to talk about the smoke controversies in Butte, perhaps the first, was Don McMillan, who wrote a PhD dissertation at the University of Montana in 1974 and published this article in The Speculator about 10 years later on the smoke messiahs of Butte, talking about the smoke controversies in Butte. And then the smoke controversies in Anaconda were described by, among others, Gordon Bakken in a recent article in the Montana Magazine of Western History. One of the sources, main sources, that those two scholars relied upon were the records of the Bliss case. A farmer in the Deer Lodge Valley named Fred Bliss sued the Anaconda Company in 1905, claiming that arsenic from the smelter smoke was killing his livestock. That was in federal court. Some 25,000 pages of testimony were published, and copies of those published transcripts are available, for instance, at the Montana Historical Society. And I'd like to share with you some of the information that's in these transcripts that show that folks in 1905 and way back into the beginnings of smelting and concentrating in Butte really did have an understanding of what was at stake in the production of tailings.